China's premier, Wen Jiabao, today toured an AIDS ward in a Beijing hospital to demonstrate the government's support for World AIDS Day. It's the first time a senior Chinese leader has made such a public display in the fight against AIDS. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing that the hospital visit is an indication the Chinese government is beginning to take the AIDS epidemic seriously.
There've been so many AIDS-related activities in Beijing today that it's been hard to know which way to turn. UN briefings, Ministry of Health briefings, World Health Organization briefings, all taking place in the capital alongside a blitz of news stories about AIDS and the first ever high-profile TV ad campaign encouraging people to use a condom when they have sex. A young woman sits asking her boyfriend about previous sexual partners, and the ad ends with her suggesting he use a condom. But perhaps the most significant event of the day was Premier Wen Jiabao's visit to an AIDS ward at Beijing's Ditan Hospital. He was accompanied on the visit by the Chinese health minister, the mayor of Beijing, and the Communist Party secretary of the capital. Everyone who's anyone, it seems, now wants to be seen caring for people with HIV. China coordinator for the Joint United Nations Programme on HIV/AIDS is Joel Renstrom. He says Premier Wen's visit to the hospital marks a whole new approach in China's fight against the disease.
I think this is very significant because it is indeed a first in China. It's something that probably a year or two ago would have been inconceivable, considering the denial and the stigma associated with HIV/AIDS in China for many, many years.
Wen Jiabao's visit fits well with the image he's cultivated since becoming premier last year, the concerned man of the people, looking out for the downtrodden in today's rapidly changing Chinese society. It also provides a good backdrop for his first visit to the United States as premier, which begins in just a few days' time. At one news briefing today, where everyone was wearing a red ribbon, an 8-year-old boy somewhat incongruously played tunes on his violin for assembled Chinese health officials. Sitting in the audience was Song Pengfei, who was infected with HIV through a blood transfusion several years ago. Last month, Song was invited on stage to shake hands with former US President Bill Clinton at a conference on AIDS here in Beijing. Activists say that handshake could have been shown on national television and given their campaign against AIDS a boost, but it wasn't. Song says Wen Jiabao's visit and the media coverage of it will make a big difference to how ordinary Chinese people see AIDS.
We've all noticed a change in tone from top officials. I think it's great that senior leaders go to visit AIDS patients. As an HIV sufferer, I'm so pleased that someone like me can now be invited to an event such as this.
But there are still major problems to face. Experts believe Beijing's estimate of under 1 million sufferers nationwide could be only half the real number of those infected with HIV. The sex industry in China is booming, drug use is up, and a recent survey found some 20% of the Chinese population, that's equivalent to the entire population of the United States, have never even heard of AIDS. Joel Renstrom of UNAIDS also warns that implementation of central government policies at a local level is always a problem in China.
The next challenge really is to be able to take the response more forcefully to the provinces. And I think the same kind of challenges that have existed in terms of convincing the central government will exist at the provincial and sub-provincial levels.
There are still many local authorities worried about saving face and therefore lying about numbers. And in the whole of China, there are only between 100 and 150 doctors trained in AIDS treatment. Activists say Wen Jiabao's meeting with AIDS patients today is a start, but it's clear there's still a mountain to climb. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.